Let's go one to D. Go one to D.
One A.
One A.
Okay, for nothing, point three. Sunday, I had to go so I could hear that string of air constant. It wasn't d. You move the tongue too far if there's a break between the notes. They're all connected. And that's what this tenuto, even leaning even more when you have that horizontal line over. In your middle C, five middle C's. Do, 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 do. And again, it connects, okay? The air column going through the mouth, you just have to move it a little bit. And if you had a hose and the water was coming up the end, all you have to do is flick your finger, you don't completely stop the water, just a little bit. And it's going to change the shape and the size of that water. So you only move the tongue enough to break the air column. So you can hear that attack. Okay, let's try it. On middle C. Don't Everybody gets the message. I'll bring the microphone the next time I plug it in. You're going to go 1 to 8, and then you play the first note of the next measure that you have. And we sustain that until whoever's up here waving his arms cuts you off. And that was better sopranos. Soprano 3, I really didn't get that C in measure 4. You're going D, C, but moving tight like that, bring that second note up. You get half note, so you can move a little stronger on the C. Mellophones have the same thing, they're going down to the A natural at that point. Okay, let's sopranos, we're gonna add mellows. Sopranos and mellows, 1 to 8. tell you what bothered me after, if anybody has any thoughts on how that sounded. Because regardless of what you did with the rest of the phrase, it was the first note of the phrase that distracted me. That F, unison F, it sounded like, yeah, da 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 da. It's like you gave up on the first note. The first note is kind of gives us an indication of what's coming next. And the indication you gave me was, I'm going to have some really bad quality coming next. You've got to be able to hear these notes and visualize what it's going to sound like before you play it. It doesn't make any difference if you push it. I pushed the right button down. I don't know why that. I pushed the first valve down. I don't know why I didn't play B flat. Push the right button. Well, that button is worth more than just a B flat. You can play other notes with it too. And in combination with the second and third buttons. So let's take another run at that. And if you don't do anything better this time, make that F beautiful so that you want the listener to listen to more of that quality. Here we go. 7, 8, 1. Now it's still way too bright. You're in the brightness here, like way up here. And instead of the let's say the F. Okay? 1, 2, 3, go.
Yeah, I love that line, Dr. Bates, that B flat A sharp.
more time? Yes, please. How can you not hear this ugly instrument? Okay? I'm not turning it up too low because I'm going to lose the notes.